Digital literacy skills suddenly have become very important to learning. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gina Bellaria, assistant professor in the Department of Communication and Media Studies at Sonoma State University, examines how these skills can bring belonging to students who aren't together.
Our students see their phones and tablets as portals to real spaces where they engage in relationships with teachers, coworkers, peers, friends, and family. But many students have not been taught the digital media literacy skills needed to navigate digital spaces, assess and decipher messages, and communicate in ways that are productive, respectful, and empathetic. This can make some students feel they don't belong and cause them to discontinue their studies. Our national discourse is not helping. Differences have grown into deep divisions across countless parameters. These divides can lead us to marginalize and other those who are different, impairing our ability to work together to solve community problems. To address these challenges, I created a digital video engagement space called mismatch.org, where students could share and listen to stories with someone who's different in one or more socially salient ways. The goal was to explore how this type of semi-structured micro-intervention influenced belonging and curiosity. Why belonging and curiosity? When students feel as if they belong, as if they're a part of something, they stay engaged. And so increasing a sense of belonging can help students persist to graduation. As for curiosity, when students are curious about each other, they may want to learn more, potentially then letting go of stereotypes and seeing others as fully formed people. My research found that students did become more curious about each other. They did feel a greater sense of belonging, and they found commonality, helping them see their other as a person. Mismatch has now evolved to help students share and listen to stories, improve digital media literacy skills, and increase belonging and curiosity.
That was Gina Bellaria of Sonoma State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.